Blog Talk Radio.
K, I, L, what that mean? Keep it live. Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. And my name is Daryl Clark. And truly, truly, we do keep it live. So, with that said, I want to thank you for taking the time out, for keeping it live and tuning in to Progressive News Weekly. where we, week in and week out, we do just that. It's unadulterated radio. In other words, there's no influence by political or business interest. We just bring it straight from the hip, no chaser, as the saying goes. It's information and news that you just don't typically hear on mainstream radio. It's all vetted, meaning that we just don't let anybody come on talking heads if they truly don't have some substance and foundation, and if they can't validate what it is that they're actually talking about. So with that, we have another exciting program in store for you, but I'd be remiss if I didn't first and foremost say thank you for being here over the years. We had a bit of a hiatus this year, being off the air for, well, almost 6 months, or actually more. I received your emails, your calls, your well wishes, your support, your prayers. I thank each and every one of you who did reach out in those manners, and just truly, in a heartfelt way, say, I appreciate you. I truly, truly do. And with that said, can't keep a good man down. I'm giving all honor and glory to God, though, because I know without that, I, from my perspective, not trying to impose on anyone, because you're all entitled to your beliefs, but from my perspective, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the God and the Lord that I subscribe to and I serve in Jesus Christ. So, with that, we do have another exciting program for you. The format is significantly the same as we move forward, because we are back. In that hiatus, I had numerous inputs in terms of suggestions, and so we're going to certainly take you up on that. And one of the things that I will be talking about is, of course, health, wellness, the things that I certainly subscribe to. I'll be talking a little bit later about a special guest that we're going to have coming on is going to join us that I had an opportunity to speak with earlier. I want to mention at this time, for those of you who responded to the emails that I sent out with regard to the FundMe project that my family is engaging in. Of course, I have a young lady that's about to enter into college, and she's established a FundMe site to help her get on her way. And I'd be remiss if I didn't share that with you. And certainly she would, and we appreciate any kind acts that you would like to share. That goes without saying. And so I'll share that. I'll share that site with you. It's GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/ Drew Music, DrueMusic. Yeah, my little lady is interested in the field of music, and I think you'll find it interesting when you hear her story and some of the things that she's encountered. And if you should find it in your heart and your mind and your spirit to support her, I know she'll be very grateful, because I know what her goals are and what she's trying to accomplish. And we're certainly trying to assist her with that. But whatever you can do to help is certainly appreciated. You know, what we need to do more of, we have as a society, and I can give you different segments, but generally speaking, as a human race, we need to be helping one another. if Obama can get in the presidency on $1 and $5 and Bernie on 27, or I believe it was, he claims 27 or $30, his average donation, to almost take the presidential bid for the Democrats, certainly we can help a young lady who has true aspirations to go to the next level, to get there. And believe me, it is much needed. So again, her site is GOFUNDME.com/DRUEmusic, MUSIC. And there you'll see her story. She's put a little video together. I'm very, very obviously proud of her as the proud dad. So go there, do what you can to help. Let's make a difference. And week to week, we'll keep you posted on how that's going. Right now, we just are a week into this, and you can go to the site and see how things are going. But a number of individuals have helped. We have a ways to go. We're trying to help her to get her room and board put together. All right, so that's the scoop on that in terms of supporting one another from a human race perspective. But as I said, we can break that down a little bit, actually. We can break that down to her being a female, just trying to make a difference for her high aspirations. She's interested in the field of law. And that is something that would be important as a young African-American, very important that we support that area as well. We know what's going on in that realm, in that segment, with more African-American males going to prison than going to college. The females are beginning to rival that. So it's not just a right or an opportunity. It's in a sense a responsibility, and I take it seriously when I get a similar request. You're not trying to break your bank, but a little bit can go a long way for us to help ourselves to move this society forward. And this is truly someone that we can all be proud of, on the track that she's on now for her future. At some time in the weeks ahead, I'm going to be doing a youth forum, and we're going to have some of our young folks come on and basically host one of these programs. Because as much as we see on television, especially in the African-American community, that's depicted of our youth, there's a segment out there who are up and coming, who have their heads on straight, see what's going on, and are going to make a difference. And it's up to us, and we being mature adults, because that's predominantly what my geographic audience is, we need to make a difference. So go to the website. I can't express it enough. GoFundMe.com/DrueMusic. That's DRUEMUSIC. So, with that said, at this segment of the program, we like to open the airwaves up to whoever might have something on their minds. I know I have a bit on my mind, but I'm going to hold off on that. I see we have someone in the queue that's interested in saying a few things, and I recognize this number. In fact, it's one of our special guest that joins us from time to time. So this is going to be a treat, I can assure you. And if it's who I'm thinking it is, yes, it is, we're going to put him on the spot and see if we can get him slotted to do a whole segment for us. So in this 5 minutes that we have for those who want to call in, and by the way, new listeners, we reserve the first 5 to 10 minutes for anyone who wants to call in, who has something on their mind or something that they want to share or if perhaps it's breaking news that's occurring in your community, or something that you believe the masses need to know that probably has slipped under the radar, do call in. The number is 347-838-9142, and we'll certainly listen to what you have to say. And if it makes some sense, of course, we have to vet everything that comes across our airwaves. We'll certainly put you on the air and let you express what it is that's on your mind. So with that said, I do recognize this number. We have out of New York, Mr. Ron Crenshaw. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I recognize the number, but you know, one of our first shows coming back, and well, as you know, there have been some things that have occurred over the last 4 to 5 months, IRIM, that prevented me from being on the show, or producing the program, but we've gotten through that hurdle, and for you to be one of the first guests coming back, it is truly an honor and a thrill. Because I know you always have something for us. Now, before you tell us what's on your mind, you know we only have about 5 or 7 minutes for this segment. Let me put you on the spot. Would you be willing to come back and do a whole program with us?
Yes, sure.
I'm going to hold you to that. And you know, you only got about 100 or I don't know how many listeners we have, maybe 1,000 that are listening. So you put yourself out there. I'll reach out to you after the program, Ron. I really want to get you get you scheduled in the next week or two. I think we have something scheduled next week. But before the end of the month, I'd like to get you scheduled for a full segment, and perhaps you can share some things that are going on with regard to the things that you're so adept at sharing with us. So what's going on? Tell us. I know you have so much information historically, politically. You are truly literally current. Currently endowed with information. What's on your mind, Ron?
Well, number one is the election, you know, the preparation for the election in November and who the candidates are and all of that. It's a big, you know, it's a big thing. And so far as where we are going, okay, so what I want to really say is that an important segment came up today on Democracy Now. Chris Hedges was debating, why can't I think of this? He was the Secretary of Labor that was on. I mean, if people get it today, Democracy Now, they'll see the two people. Anyway, Chris Hedges used to be a reporter for the New York Times, and the other fellow, he was Secretary of Labor under Clinton. Anyway, what Hedges is saying is so substantive and right on the money, and I have been talking that even before I heard him, but he made it very succinct. That we're not living, first of all, we're not living in a democracy. That's first and foremost. The whole election system is really controlled, okay? It's controlled because there's big money involved in the U.S. empire. That's what we have to call it. It's an empire. And of course, an empire cannot be democratic, because it has to do things on the spur of the moment. And what I mean by that, either take over another country or something like that to keep itself strong and in the face of everything. But just to get to the election, of course, is where the Republican and Democratic parties are controlled by the same people, okay? Super wealthy people now, not just average people, super wealthy. And one, Trump is really, it's Hillary Clinton.
You're talking about Robert Reich, the former Labor Secretary.
Are not elected, they are selected. Did you hear me? You said something. What was that?
You're talking about Robert Reich. You were saying that there was
Robert
a...
Robert Reich. Thank you.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. I know who you're... I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I remember him.
I needed that. Robert Reich is he's a liberal. He's a democratic liberal. He believes in the system. He believes in the system totally because he's been in it. He's part of the machinations that it does. He doesn't see how imperialism is really criminality. That's what imperialism is, and it's been that way for as long as it's existed. It goes back to Rome, as a matter of fact. So anyway, they're all just like even Sanders is part of all of this machinations because he brings on people. He puts them on to having them, satisfied. He's going to put in the laws so that they can do college and not have to pay big fees. Some college would even be free, all this stuff. Then he turns around and says, I didn't make enough votes. I didn't get enough of the people on my side, so I'm giving it all to Clinton. Well, that was bait and switch. Let's face it, that was bait and switch because, see, the two don't connect. Clinton as well as Trump are part of the system, you see? So they act as if they're really out there trying to get people on their side. They promise them whatever, and they because once they get in office, they don't have to do any of it. Just like Obama. Mm-hmm. He got into office, he didn't do anything for the benefit of the working class. And
that's true.
Because, anyone that gets there, it's not a matter of gender, it's not a matter of race. Because race itself, I think I've gone through this before, is something used to keep the working class divided so that there are antagonisms between the two. And also, there's not enough jobs to go around. That's important to keep not enough jobs to go around for everyone to be employed. Yet employment is necessary for people's survival. You see what I mean? So they have all of this stuff in front of us. And if we don't try to read the right places, media, the underground, so-called underground media, we never become conscious of all of this. Because I threw out one of the books, book, The Power Elite by C. Wright Mills, who runs it down. Then there's another one I mentioned before, Who Rules America Now, by G. William Dumhoff. Well, I think it's out of print, but you probably can get it from the library, or go down and you can read it from Tenement Library down at NYU, Lower Manhattan, the Tenement Library. This is there, but people don't know about it because it's not put in the public media, and that's on. Shenanigans that go on behind the scenes. We got to run and vote for Clinton to keep Trump up. It's like brainwashing, which is the system does. That's why people don't understand why we had to go to Afghanistan or Iraq, or why we're sending money over to Saudi Arabia to keep the rest of the Middle East unstable, so that it protects Israel. See, because Israel is not a democratic society, it too is a dictatorship. It's a dictatorship itself, and it's not a matter of trying to be anti-Semitic. I can't be anti-Semitic. It's a matter of what they do to the Middle East, to the Palestinians. Okay? That's what they what they're doing, the behavior that they're doing. I mean, they the United States is in cahoots, and they have canceled all the UN propositions to make conditions better for the Palestinians. All of them. One, two, three, whatever. So this is a thing that as soon as you say something about Israel, you're anti-Semitic. That's not true. That is not true because of the fact I'm not anti-Semitic. It's a matter of the relationship of how Israel dominates the Middle East, dominates the Palestinians. And the reason they wanted to try to get rid or subvert into overtake Iran was because it's a blocking state to Israel doing what it wants to do by taking it over taking over most of the Middle East physically. So, you know, we got all kinds of things working here. All right, I just wanted to say that, and especially Hillary Clinton is going in whether you like it or not. You see what I mean? Because, as I said, presidents are not elected, they are selected. Okay, so you go, you vote, okay, who counts the votes? That's what we think about. Who counts the votes? And, you know, even from 9/11 and stuff like that, you know, was inside. It was a, you know, false flag operation. And the things that went on that, I mean, it's just enormously egregious. That's all I can say is egregious. You follow me?
Well,
so
I agree with you on all counts. And I'm going to once more put you on the spot because I want to stop there. The carrot has been placed. Listeners, if you don't see just from that little tip, I mean the tip, pointy tip of that iceberg, that Ron has something to say. And if that doesn't stimulate at least some dialogue, you don't have to agree with Ron and everyone that comes on as a guest, I don't necessarily agree with. But you've got to understand that there is some logic somewhere within this conversation, and I'm hopeful that when Ron does return in the next 2 weeks, and Ron, you did say you would, that we'll be able to open some real dialogue about what's going on in this society. And Ron, before I have to go on to our guest, and I hope you'll stay with us, and of course you're welcome to participate in that dialogue, let me throw another little piece out there that might open a carrot up for some folks. Last night CNN did a town hall, I believe it was the Libertarian Party. I don't know if you heard about that. And, of course, in the interview that you're talking about with Amy Goodman, the interview was between Chris Hedges and Robert Reich, you know, Chris Hedges supporting the Green Party. I don't know if folks understand that there are other parties beside the Democrats and the Republicans, and now CNN is starting to touch upon the Libertarians, which this is where I'm leading to with all of this. You have the Green Party, you have the Libertarians. There's also another party. Do you distinguish between those two parties, the Green Party and the Libertarian Party? Because I know the Libertarian Party, they're for total free trade and quite a
there's
few
a
things
difference.
That I don't think the Green Party necessarily subscribes to.
Uh-huh.
Right. Do you think those two are one and the same?
No. They're
okay,
different.
All right.
So
can we
that
talk about
people's...
that when you return? Because I want to, I know you understand the differences, but I want to educate our listeners as to what's out
there,
what choices there are.
Try to tune in on the internet, if nothing else, and get today's Democracy Now because of that debate between Robert Reich and Chris Hedges. I think it's very informative on the side of Chris Hedges. Okay.
Well,
I
pulled it up while we were talking, Ron, and I'm going to coattail on that.
Listeners,
you must go to your computers, to the website, because I'm sure if you get Democracy Now, they do air throughout the day, they repeat the programs.
Yeah.
But if you don't get Democracy Now, and many of the cable companies do not even air them for obvious reasons, because you might turn around and get educated. Who knows? Be careful. So, but you can go to the web, democracynow.org, and the whole interview is there. You have got to see this. You
yes.
really want to be enlightened as to what's going
That's
on
right.
in your society, and where does Sanders, where does Obama, where does Clinton, where do these people fit in with all of this?
Yeah.
And Trump That's as right. well. Go to that interview. You're going to be enlightened, and you're going to need to go there, because when Ron comes back in a couple of weeks, we're going to have some really intellectual dialogue, and I want the listeners to be involved in that. Ron, I can't thank you enough. You know we love you.
Thank
we
you.
Love the fact
I
that
thank
you bring
for
it real.
Me on.
Oh, please. You have a lot to say. So, again, we've been talking with Mr. Ron Crenshaw, a true humanitarian, one who speaks truth to power, historian. I can go on and on. But if nothing else, he is what I would consider someone who just cares about the human race. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. Like I said, if you care, we'd love to have you continue to tune in. Well, let's go forward. If that didn't warm you up, I don't know what will. And for those of you who receive the weekly newsletter that I just sent out, then you know that our next guest is someone that is near and dear to me, Ms. Eula Pasternak. She's a wellness and human energy expert, and she's also a GMO and wellness expert. And so we're going to segue from this, because what Ron was talking about is what's happening in this society. And if I could put it in a word, I'd say turmoil. And it's not that we don't have enough in our individual lives. I mean, what I've gone through, and I've promised you, I will get into some detail in the weeks ahead as to what happened with me over the last 6 months, 6 to 7 months, literally being undermined by those close around me that I work with, and for no other reason than greed. We've got some turmoil that we all deal with. Now, that may not be your turmoil. Your turmoil may be a neighbor. It could be someone in your household. It could be a coworker. It could just be your local government. Or it could be turmoil within yourself. But one thing's for sure, we all have turmoil. The issue is, the question is, the dilemma, the opportunity is, what do we do about it? What do we do with that? And so Eula Pasternak is going to join me in this dialogue in terms of where we are, just as human beings, because this is no longer a local or state or national issue. This is global. I'm on my computer. I can go to Russia. I can go to Japan. I can go to Asia, Africa, anywhere in Europe. This is a global issue right now. And it's also about energy. So I'm inviting anyone that's tuned in to join us in this dialogue. What can we do to make a difference, starting with numero uno? That would be the person who's looking in the mirror. Eula, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. And before you start, I'd be remiss if I did not remind the listeners who saw the newsletter that I sent out, we are going to have a little bit of a momentary guest visit by one of our friends of Progressive News Weekly, who I spoke with earlier, who was really thrilled to see that we're back on the air, and that is numerologist Dr. Craig Wright. So he just wants to come on and say a few words before we go off the air today. And I told him, of course, you're always welcome. So he'll be joining us before the close of the program. Eula, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. I'm just happy to have you here on the air with me to join in this dialogue.
I am glad to be on the air with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, please. It's a pleasure. Plum pleasing pleasure. Believe me. Eula, would you agree? It's just, as I was saying, it's actually becoming just a fact of life that part of being alive in this society today, and not just locally, state, national, but just on this planet, you're gonna deal with something, regardless of your income, your race, your creed, your gender, your background.
Well,
you're gonna have some challenges.
Exactly. So what do we do with the challenges? And I appreciate your first program. You mentioned the word discernment. And that word has been so important in my personal growth because I have learned to respond to challenges and not react. So it is about training myself and helping others. Step back, do not engage emotionally unless it's an emergency, but observe first, check in with ourselves how calm and peaceful we are before we continue to interact with the challenge. Because very often we are pulled into drama and unable to maintain our inner peace. And drama gets to abuse energy systems because there is usually an uneven exchange, and those that started consciously or unconsciously want to drain others. And the whole point is for us to remember our godliness and be connected to the source and fill up and be stable and be actually sharing from the full or from the overflow of our energy field, so we don't have to compete, steal, borrow, cheat. You mentioned the word greed, from others for attention, for showing off, and then motivating ourselves to feel good about ourselves. I mean, there's all kinds of versions of drama, which we see in our hypocritical, social, political, educational, medical systems that don't take care of us. So we have to take care of each other and do that with kindness and do that with consideration and enjoying our exchanges, feeling safe, supported, whether it's our family members or neighbors or coworkers and or the teacher, student, doctor, patient, friend, colleague, whatever relationships we have, to respond responsibly, independent of brainwashing, dogma, programming, propaganda, and truly be stable, comfortable, confident, authentic individual, good human being. So I posted the interview from Democracy Now! On my Facebook page this morning, and I'm glad that it was mentioned because even Poland is mentioned, which is my home country.
Yeah.
Where the extremes are getting more extreme. And I grew up with a communist hypocritical system. So coming to this country, it was like, oh, well, this is going to be interesting. Okay. And growing up here, maturing here for the last 30-some years, 35 years. Oh, my goodness. On Monday. It's 35 years of being in this country for me. How interesting. So, I appreciate this country. I have learned a lot. And I see the wide spectrum of opportunities to get personal experience, to grow, to learn. But it all comes back to our own accountability and responsibility for ourselves. How we exchange energy, how we introduce ourselves as energy beings, as light beings, as good human beings, and do we activate our energy structures? Do we step on the path of empowerment instead of buying into religion or dogma or practices that do not help us remember our godliness, remember how powerful, capable, light beings we can be. And that is a choice that we make because we ask for free will and we got it. So responding, pausing if need be, instead of reacting. Because reaction, especially if there is controversy, and like you mentioned, we're all challenged. It seems like life is more quick and speed it up and chaotic, and we're pulled, not just the multimedia craziness, but we are asked to be involved in more things than we used to be, whether it's managing our personal life or professional life, but life seems to be faster. So do we have tools that work to maintain that peace and work towards peace in our family? Well, hopefully that's easy. But if it's not, do we have tools? Do we have network? Do we have support in friendships, in relationships, to maintain that stable, steady, peaceful lifestyle? And that's when we have joy. That's when we have confidence. That's when we have good health that you and I are so passionate about. That's when we can make good choices with our food, with our air or water that are being sold and polluted by greed. And that's what we can choose to fight for, because those are good fights. But again, maintain that inner peace, insist on kindness, walk away if there's no equal exchange, without needing to be aggressive or angry or abusive about it. Make the choice that reflects our inner peace, our choice to be a leader by example.
You know, you said respond and not react. And you also talked about discernment, which I did talk about that. I believe it was last week or the week before, and it struck me when I mentioned that is because often we're faced with circumstances that became circumstances because we weren't discerning. And so I'm just kind of peeling back the onion here. And so
Yes. That
was that piece about discernment. But once that's happened and you've missed that window of opportunity, there's another window of opportunity which you're talking about, which is responding versus reacting. Okay, so now that the situation has presented itself because of perhaps lack of discernment, not always, but could be.
Correct.
Then how do you handle that? You know, I mentioned earlier in the program my daughter and her FundMe site, and she has a saying, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to it.
To it, exactly. Many people think, oh, I'm just unlucky. No, maybe 10% is luck. The rest is readiness, preparation, developing talents, recognizing the opportunity and being ready to act on it, not react to it, especially if it's diversity. I mean, especially if it is not in our highest interest, but responding to it with readiness, with preparation, in self-care, in accountability, in presenting our leading by example, presenting the choices that we have made as a whole package. The physical, the emotional, the mental, and soul health. How stable, how aware and awake am I to represent who I am? How is my immediate circle of friends and family, clients? Am I appreciated, respected, and cared for? Because that's my choice. Insisting on quality, not quantity. And that is with human relationships or with the choices of food and water or liquids, and honoring each other instead of just tolerating or hopefully not accepting abuse and disrespect, and returning to that concept of honor, redefining that concept of honor. Media is without any honor in it. That's why your guest and I and you, we represent the, what are we called, the underground? We are trying to bring pieces of information to continue to grow that awareness, to offer that honoring of each other with information that then we can incorporate into our life to make it better and help each other live better, live healthier, and make this world a better place.
Now, doesn't that get into energy in terms of those energies that you allow to impact you or be around you or that you are not discerning of? Because
exactly.
When you're starting to talk about, you know, honoring oneself, you know, I think about, okay, your focus there and within that is yourself. On the other hand, you have energies around you that if you are not honoring yourself, that honoring of oneself is like a force field, a dome of protection.
Correct.
And if you don't have that self-introspection of honor and by some simplistic standards, self-esteem, then you are opening yourselves up, or we're opening ourselves up to just about anything that's out there. Because I would say, let's face it, as much as we'd love for this to be a wonderful, happy, rainbow place to exist, it's just not. There are bad folks and bad energies. And so the question
Correct.
Is, how do we cope with that? And as I've said often, and I will continue to say, the best way to get rid of weeds is to grow good grass. That's that honoring of oneself, keeping oneself emotionally, mentally strong, spiritually strong, energetically strong. And that's some of what you do in your practice.
And that's why it's good to be a gardener. However, it is also good to be a warrior, because the world can be so cruel that we need to be warriors, not to have war, but be ready to protect ourselves and those that we align with as a team, energetically speaking. And be ready to use the weapons of kindness and joy and respect and honor. A smile, a hug. To be able to represent that bubble, as you mentioned, and make it strong, impenetrable to insults, to manipulation, to attempts to control our mind, or just push us to be angry and resentful or hateful, which is what we see all over the world, to make sure that we feed that war machine that is pure manipulation of greed. So the countries control resources so that we are manipulated into believing that that's righteous, that that is how it needs to be done. No, it's not. So each one of us develops a philosophy, learns tools to manage information flow, to manage our energy, to manage our resources, and manage the health, physical health, mental health, emotional health, and hopefully get to that precious soul of ours and manage that one too. Because the more we invest in that, the more likely we are strong in our discernment and in our skills to be peaceful, to be stable, and not be engaged in drama and in that energetic and that for physical warfare. It's only because we value greed more than we value tolerance. We value competition more than cooperation. And we might say we appreciate diversity, but if we do not have the tolerance, then we end up competing and buying into drama. And that leads to disrespect and dishonoring of each other. So I hope we have inspired others to reflect on their personal lives, on their state of mind and body and soul and heart to do better, to reevaluate what we represent and enjoy making changes for the better, choosing wiser, training, obtaining better tools to manage energy, to manage our stability, to make it more stable, more peaceful, kind, more cooperative, and taming that fear and anger so that we have that self-confidence and that knowing how amazing we are as light beings connected to the source and flowing that power of being a good human, bypassing the skewed definitions of others, developing our own and testing it out and keeping what is stable, what is strong, what does it mean to protect ourselves? What does it mean to truly be joyful? What does it mean to feel safe? Safe from dogma, safe from political chaos. Some client or friend sent me a reminder that there is a Polish saying that I did not know or remember. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Just like, okay, I can work with irony, I think. What does that mean? If it's not my business, as in my energy management, then I do not need to get involved and risk being hurt. And if I do get involved,
let me ask.
I need to be on my game. I need to be strong, filled up, and stable. Go ahead.
You need to be strong and stable. And I heard you talk about we need to be warriors, not so much on the attack, but to be discerning, to be aware so that we can protect ourselves and our loved ones, because clearly this isn't a totally nice world. There's some beautiful and nice people in it, but there's some horrendous and mean, hateful people in it as well. And so it's important it's important, I'm hearing you say, that we align ourselves with other warriors of like minds and spirits, and we use integrity and truth and honor as weapons, as tools. And, you know, biblically, the truth is the light will set you free. I would ask, in terms of what you do energetically, because there is just so much strife that we're dealing with. You turn on the television, it's, take this medicine, it's good for you. Oh, by the way, it'll tear up your liver, cause blindness, and could also cause heart failure over a period of time. I mean, these are the things that our society is coping with right now, not to mention the day-to-day situations that our loved ones and co-workers and neighbors are coping with, that we care about, whose families and their friends are dealing with situations. So in terms of what you do energetically, how can that help to fortify us?
Well, I go by a simple reminder that I am better to be a warrior in the garden than a gardener in the war. So I train to be that warrior. I train my mind. I train my heart. I train my soul with activating my energy structures, with healing energetically, with strong methods that both I've studied or I know work for me, because I want to feel. I am comfortable discerning and deciding for myself because I've developed a good radar system for myself, because I don't wait for other people to tell me what to do. I train to have that discernment, strong, ready, and able as a resource, as a tool, so that I can make good choices. And if they turn out to be challenges, they are still good choices, because I learn. I just want to learn quickly and then choose different, because we choose all the time. With breath, with food, with smile, with what we say, how we touch, we choose all the time. With discernment.
You know, we're faced with so much, and the discernment piece is, you know, I brought that up a couple of weeks ago, and then you today mentioned the response piece and not react. And I think some people may have a challenge with that. You know, what do you mean respond and not react? Aren't those two the same? I understand. I believe I do. So I'd ask you that, okay. if you would differentiate those two. And then, as this is a two-part question, having done that, once a person has discerned, have decided to not react and to respond, where do they get that energy, that assertiveness, audacity to do that? Everyone doesn't have that.
Well,
so talk about responding versus react, though.
Well, reacting usually is a more of a knee-jerk reaction, because only when we are in a very peaceful, stable, confident state, our reaction and response is positive. But when we are challenged, we are often provoked by anger or fear or manipulation, and that can be because our energy system feels that we are threatened. And when we are threatened, we might not have that stable, peaceful reaction, both reaction time and reaction with stability of mind, body, and spirit. that is the sort of like the guiding energy, guiding positioning system, the GPS for responding or reacting. So when we discern, it can be a little pause, or if we need to make a bit, you know, longer pause, to feel like we are calm, we are peaceful. Because from that point of reference, we can make better response, better reaction, better decision, and therefore choose better how to interact with that challenge or how to interact with that person or that piece of advice, like you mentioned, pharmaceuticals. It's so much contradiction that we deal with, not to react quickly if we are not at peace with that information or that relationship or that challenge that shows up. And for me, I have discovered ways to use tools, share tools, and work with my energy system and my mind and my heart and my gut to develop more confidence, to develop more stability. And that is available to all of us. Our school system doesn't really provide it. Our medical system is not very capable with that. And it's becoming more and more apparent. So if we can't rely on institutions or reference systems that we were promised to have that good exchange, then we cannot just sit by and do nothing. We need to retrain or reach out and share that, what we know, what we feel, what works for us, without waiting for others to tell us what to do. And that's that sharing and responding to our challenges versus reacting because we're afraid or we are outraged or angry or we can't believe how silly or stupid people can be, or we just don't feel well, energetically speaking, emotionally or physically, and we just need to do something. Just like, no, unless it truly is an emergency, we can take a break. We can pause and reconfigure how we feel and how things look around us so that we are not rushing into a reaction, but respond to it with as much calmness, inner peace, as we can.
So the reaction versus responding is like having fear versus caution. It's more controlled and under response mode, similar to caution is a more of a conscious, controlled reaction.
And discernment has caution built in. Do you know what I mean? That when we discern, we give ourselves that space to be cautious.
You know, we have in the wings, I don't want to have him waiting too long, we have in the wings Dr. Craig Wright.
Right.
Up for him to weigh in on this. Of course, for our listeners, Dr. Wright is a numerologist, and he comes with a
wealth of... Well, this month is amazing with energy, so I hope he continues to inspire us, because August has a lot of good energies coming in that can help us shift into bigger, better, and stronger gears if that's the choice that we are willing to make. So, yes, please, let's have Dr. Wright inspire us.
All right. As I said, Dr. Wright is a frequent guest on Progressive News, and I'm looking forward to him returning to join us now that we're back on the air, you know, for a complete and full segment. We were having a conversation earlier, which is intriguing and enlightening as always, and he said he would be willing to pop in, so to speak, impromptu as a cameo. And I'm going to ask him, put him on the spot, so to speak, if he would be willing to join us for a full segment in the upcoming weeks. So with that said, it's really a thrill, you know, with one of my first programs, have Dr. Wright join us. Dr. Wright, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be back, and it's good to have you back.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here. I'll have to say that's for sure. I know that you haven't let any, as they say, moss grow under your feet. You've been busy and you've been doing things, and I'm so proud of you. Before we delve into the subject matter, can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing? Because I haven't had an opportunity to have you on the air to share some things.
I've been blessed to have my own show on Thursday. I'm currently doing a program called The Light, and it airs Thursday from 5 to 6 on the BBM Global Network. You would just go to bbmglobalradio.com and look at the list of hosts for Thursday. My show is at 5, and you just click on the icon, and you can listen in live, phone in, ask any questions that you have. So it's been fun. It's been fun.
Well, that's great. Fantastic. I'm looking forward to tuning in. So on the old subject matter of you know, where it's happening to during these times, as you know, some sayings go, these troubled times. You know, what's your input? And by the way, we talked a little earlier, and you said you'd be willing to come in because it doesn't, you know, interfere with your program and join us from time to time. I'm hoping you'll be able to join us in the next, you know, couple of weeks ahead to perhaps give us an outline of things that you see, and as you have in the past, maybe even and give a little glimpse for some of our listeners who like to get some insight, perhaps from a numerological perspective, who don't catch you on your program, what the numbers potentially say for them.
Yes, be glad to. They're always available. Just let me know. Which evening, there's no conflict in the schedules, as the universe would have it work out. So I'm available whenever you're ready to schedule it.
All right. With that said, we'll if there's a listener who would dare to this evening, who would like to give their birth date. Dr. Wright, would you be willing to take perhaps one? We don't have much time here, and then you can weigh in on the topic of, you know, what's going on in our society and perhaps why, and some things that we can do to help better cope with that. But if there's anyone listening, and you're interested in getting some information in terms of numerology, your birth date of yourself or a loved one, you'd like to get some of that information, Dr. Wright will give you a brief on that in terms of what the numbers say about you or a loved one. You would just, if you haven't already dialed into 347-838-9142, you just press 1 on your on your touchpad, and we'll bring you in the studio and let you have a conversation. So while they're contemplating if they'll do that, would you just give us a little insight on what your thoughts are about what's going on in society and what the numbers may say?
Daryl, we're in a number 9 year, 2016. That's the universal vibration, and you get that by simply adding the four numbers, 2 + 0 + 1 + 6 = 9. And the number 9 is a symbol for endings, completions, fulfillment, harvest. But we're coming to a close of a 9 year cycle, Information about the number 9 can be found in the story of Job in the scripture. Many of the stories in the scriptures, if you know the number code, you can get a deeper understanding of what's being described. In the story of Job, J-O-B, J is the 10th letter of the alphabet, O is the 15th, B is the second, 10 plus 15 plus 2 is 27, and 2 plus 7 is 9. So if you're familiar with the story, for those who aren't, just to paraphrase, Job was a lot. Had a lot. He was a guy who had a lot and lost everything. But he kept his cool. He hung in there. He maintained his patience. And eventually, what the universe took from him came back tenfold. So the number 9 brings drama. It brings losses. And that's what we've been experiencing, a year like no other. We're seeing a lot of drama, a lot of losses. But it's all in harmony with the number 9 year, and as we're often told, that it is the darkest before the dawn. So I guess it depends on one's outlook, whether you think things are getting worse or they're about to get better. When we discover that it's the technology that's bringing a lot of the things that we're seeing now, it's the technology that's bringing it to the forefront, but it's not new. It's been going on forever. It just seems like, oh, look how bad things are. No, that the technology that's bringing it out is actually making it part of the conversation now. It's putting it on the forefront. It's no longer, people can say, it's just a feeling that you have. It's not real. We've got visual imagery that no one can dispute. And I look upon the people who we see who are transitioning, sacrificing, losing their lives, I look upon them as martyrs, as heroes, as people who are exhibiting great love. There is no greater love that you lay down your life. I live in Baltimore. And, the story of Freddie Gray has become national news. And this is a place where a young man died while in police custody, but no one caught any charges. Well, we know Freddie Gray didn't kill himself, but in the aftermath of that, we have had police officers who had to stand trial, actually had to go through the trial process, not all of them, but enough for them to know and for them to for it to change the culture. So for those who are mourning Freddie Gray, my heart goes out to them, but I don't think Freddie Gray or any of our martyrs have died in vain. To me, they're spiritual warriors. You see, I believe we have a contract with Creator before we get here, before we're formed in the womb. And I believe these are great souls, martyrs, who've chosen to be sacrificed to improve our culture. So I see things getting better. I see great souls showing love. And it makes me want to buckle down and figure out why I'm here. What can I devote myself to?
There's a perspective. What can I do to make a difference?
That's right. These people are giving up their life. What can I do? How can I make it better?
Do you believe that we all have a purpose to make it better, or some of us just meant to be in the background?
Everybody has a purpose. There's something we ought to do that nobody else can do. Everybody comes here with a toolbox and a blueprint. We each have a contract with our Creator before we're formed in the womb. Your birthday reveals God's part of the contract, and your name reveals what you promise. You know, there are many souls. Bodies are scarce. There's many souls in heaven, but bodies are scarce. So waiting for a transit, waiting for a body, there's souls lined up. So you can't just, we don't just come here for the ride.
Okay.
We come here with a mission.
Repeat that again. The name is your promise, and the birth date is God's
provision. Like the prophet Jeremiah, each of us has a contract with God before we are formed in the womb. The name is our promise. That's our part of the deal. A contract implies give and take. Quid pro quo. So the name is our part of the bargain, what we promise to do. The birth date is God's part of the bargain, the gift. So there's a gift and there's a promise. Or, if you will, a blueprint and a toolbox. So there's work to be done.
I like it. A blueprint, a toolbox. Wow. The blueprint, you got to have both. A toolbox, you can have the best blueprint in the world. With no toolbox, you're done.
With that analogy, the birthday is the toolbox. And the name is the blueprint. You see, the birthday is from God. Tools come from God. So we all come fully equipped. We all come fully equipped. Some of us never open the toolbox or don't discover it or don't have confidence or faith in the toolbox. Or some of us allow influences from the outside world to impact upon us as opposed to using the toolbox. And that kind of flows into what your guest was saying about responding instead of reacting. If you can react, you can be controlled. It's like Pavlov's dog. He fed the dog, rang the bell. Eventually, all he had to do was ring the bell, and the dog would start salivating, whether the food was there or not. That's called conditioning. That's reacting. And those are people, if you've seen that movie on TV, they haven't been unplugged. They haven't joined Fishburne down the rabbit hole. They're still plugged in. So you react. It's programming. I discovered that when I was in my youth, I discovered the system was designed to throw me in jail. There were just certain indignities you were going to suffer as a young black man, and if you reacted, they were ready for that. You know, they had guns, handcuffs, billy clubs, and a place called jail if you reacted. And don't misunderstand me, this is how anyone will react to the indignity that you are facing. But it's not about that. It's responding. It's getting in tune with, okay, well, here I am in this situation, but I have to take responsibility because I chose to be here. I chose to incarnate as a black man. I chose this. And from that perspective, I begin to take responsibility. So I no longer have to react to what the movies are saying I am, to what the stereotypes say I am. I can begin to delve deep into myself
and discover who I am and why I'm here and be about my Father's work, irrespective of how I'm judged or measured or trying to be manipulated or stereotyped, any of that stuff. Greater is he within me than he that is in the world, y'all. And that's the discovery. That's the awakening. That's when you can respond instead of react. Daryl, are you there?
Yes, I apologize. We had a little glitch here. I had a mute on. I was trying to get it off.
A pregnant pause.
My engineer had an event, and I'm trying to engineer. Not my forte on the board. So I'm trying to say, I'm going to unmute this. So there's no background. But yes, no, that's profound what you were saying. I'm trying to get in on your dialogue here and can't get my mute off. But I love that responding being a subset of responsibility. It's in the word. Respond. Responsibility.
Hello.
So
the
much.
Ability to respond. Responsibility isn't a burden. Responsibility is the ability to respond.
And that's a gift.
Yes, it is.
Because as you said, go ahead. What'd you say, Ula?
Life is a gift. Our choice to be here is a gift.
The very choice to be born is an act of love.
And joy. Because we
So wait a minute, the gift, the act to be born is an act of love. Does that go back to our choice?
Does it go back to what?
Our choice. You said the gift to be born is an act of love.
The choice of coming here, the choices we make, just the act of being born itself, the act of being born is an act of love.
We come from love.
Wow.
Why would
Think about
we want to be here to share it? Our creative force of choice can be love and joy and passion and purpose. Our soul has that information. It wants to learn. Our body is a costume to help us make that real in this physical realm. So let's train to use the tools, discover, and have a wonderful toolbox for all our responses and rejoice in our choice to be here now. Whether we are in the forefront or behind the scenes doing the great work, we are here to learn, share, and help this world.
So with everything going on in everyone's life, you just take into account what both Ula and Dr. Wright are saying. With all that's going on in everyone's life, and I don't think anyone's going to dispute, regardless, I don't care if you're the Pope or the President or the person that works in the mailroom or the attorney or the carpenter, it doesn't matter. With everything going on in everyone's life, it's not about being, as Dr. Wright said, on the sidelines. We actually have a responsibility because we came here as an act of love. So if we're not doing something, we're denying that contract. Am I in the realm? I mean, did we forget? What happens to those that are doing nothing?
I call it spiritual amnesia.
Yeah.
Spiritual amnesia. Yeah,
so is that, This is okay. Let me say something here now. With everything that's going on, sometimes it seems like the bad guys are winning. And is that because we have so many folks that have spiritual amnesia? In other words, that have that potential to make that difference and are sitting on the sidelines?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much, that's an elegant way of putting it. And the ones on the sidelines start to deny or refute any type of a higher power, say God is dead or God isn't real. We start blaming God when it's us. We come with the gift. We come with the tools. But many people are leaving their gifts unopened. They're still wrapped up. So I believe all the solutions to every problem is already here. It's just a question of those who have the keys and the answers stepping up. Stepping up. Stepping up, fighting back, bouncing back, like you did, Daryl. With everything that the universe threw at you, you're back. You stepped up. You didn't let it put you down. If anything, it renewed and fortify your connection to who you are within.
It's interesting that you said that, and we haven't even gotten to that conversation, because you know what? I will say, in that hiatus, that blessed hiatus, and it on a mental level didn't feel good, but in hindsight, it was good. I have to say I've come out more spiritually connected and have a better perspective of who I am, and perhaps tying better into that contract that I've made. Never accepting something that I know is improper. And I could have walked away. And I said I would, in weeks ahead, talk more about what happened. I'm going to just take a little bit of time, because Dr. Wright, he has that ability to kind of spark something there on me. But I was truly, truly in a situation where I was being undermined and did not know. Yet there were those around me that were trying to tell me. And so when I did become aware of it, that egregious negative entity had felt it had enough momentum to just steamroll, even though I had woken up and realized. And the grace that was upon me, which I believe is that toolbox that's available to us, I just, once awakening to the toolbox and the blueprint, which is maybe that which I had to understand, who am I? I just
stood. Every
and
week
the saying goes, you
speak out,
stand some more.
Every week you come on and speak out against injustice, the issues that you take up on your show, you speak out about it. So You had a chance not only to talk the talk, but you had a chance to walk the walk, to live it, to fight that battle for justice. Now, I don't want to step on your any future shows, but man, you did it, and that's what the number 9 is about. And just look at that on a global level, the seeming, like you just said, it seemed terrible, it seemed awful, but I really came out stronger. Well, that's the answer to the riddle. When everyone says, why is there evil in the world? Why do bad things happen? It's the universe giving us an opportunity to get better, to get stronger.
Win the battle.
Ula, you said something?
Well, back to gardening. Warrior in a garden or gardener in the war? win the battle. With our thoughts, and words and beads. And open the gift box with tools and enjoy using them. And that is the choice that we can make.
And there's another angle. Not just use them, but enjoy using them. Enjoy using them. And I'm sure everyone on this line right now, and I just sense it, is thinking, wow, what's in my toolbox? You know, there's a commercial. It goes something like that. Yeah, what's in your wallet?
In your wallet.
Right? What's in my toolbox that I'm not utilizing? And I think that's a question that anyone here listening, it'd be a good thing to just take some quiet time and ask, what's in my toolbox that I'm not using? Because perhaps we're the one that is meant to make a difference. Because there's so much work to be done. So much work and labor is.
We can enjoy to make a difference.
Wow.
Yeah, be the change that you want to see. Be the change.
Enjoy being that change.
Embrace it. And I actually got to the point where, in going through what I was going through, that I actually began to embrace what some would find almost masochistically. I just got to the point, because of where I was spiritually, that this was all part of my journey. And I just, yeah, actually, that's when things begin to turn. I just said, thank you. You know, it was almost like maddening. You see these movies where it's like, okay, bring it, whatever you got. And I got to that point where there was nothing that was going to stop me from speaking the truth. And it's not as though that's behind me. That's part of who I am now. So listeners, as Dr. Wright said, I come in and week in and week out, and I've done it in gratis and just trying to bring truth to power and enlighten and encourage and inspire and empower individuals through information and knowledge. Well, if you thought it was before, oh boy, look out, because I've seen what can happen. I've seen the results of standing on your morals. And so I'm challenging everyone, check out what's in your tool, what's in your toolbox. That's a great note to end on. I thank you, Eula, as always, for joining me. Of course, I'm looking forward to the next time that we come together and we give the love. And Dr. Wright, you said you'd be back. So after the program, perhaps we can set a date in the next few weeks to coming up. And we can open the airwaves. I apologize for anyone that wanted to get some information. But Dr. Wright will come back. And by the way, you can catch him on any given Thursday on the BBN. And that is BBM Global Radio.
Yes.
.com on Thursdays.
Yes.
From 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Now, Dr. Wright, any other means of reaching out to you if someone wants to get a numerology reading or anything and they aren't having the opportunity to tune in to you?
Yes, there is. They can always visit my website at www.craigewright.com.
All right. and Ula Pasternak for your Center for Wellness. How would someone reach out to you in Philadelphia?
I am in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and the website is www.theucenter.com.
All right. Well, as we close out another wonderful program, know that until the next time, love will find a way. Love will always, always find a way. And so please tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. In the weeks ahead, I'll be telling you more about my business, Essence of Life Center, and we'll be talking about ways in which I might be able to assist you and your loved ones in health and wellness. And you can always go to my website, essenceoflifecenter.com. That's essenceoflifecenter.com. We'll be talking more and more about that in the weeks ahead. And again, I thank our special guests, Ula Pasternak and Dr. Craig Wright. Looking forward to them both coming back, and to all the listeners that stayed with us over the years. This is going into our ninth year. We're into our ninth year. It's amazing how time flies. So God bless you all. Until the next time, just know love will find a way. Always will. Always will.
just remember.